Got a little bit hot, the conversation yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, it's not what you're thinking, though, all right?
Well, so, you mentioned delivery men.
So yesterday I had two delivery guys rock up with my washing machine, okay? Now, these two guys, great value, but they also delivered my dryer 10 weeks ago.
Oh, it's you taken got a dryer,
this,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken this long for the washing machine to be
how,
back in
how
stock.
How unenvironmental of you, having a dryer.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, go on.
It hardly gets used, if that's any consolation. So, yeah, so I've had a bit of interaction with them, had a good chat with them last 10 weeks ago. Then yesterday they come back with the washing machine. There we are. We're flapping on. Great value boys, Matt and Jared, they are. Anyway, while they're there, they had a phone call from a customer who wants a refund. They've got to go pick up her washing machine. She's being a bit demanding. So the convo swayed that way about, you know, what customers you have, yada, yada, yada. And I couldn't help myself and I said to him, come on, you know, we've all seen the old 80s movies. Have you ever had anyone hit you up for a bit of... you know,
oh,
Well, I couldn't help myself. I just thought I've got to ask them.
You like to know too much info about people,
well,
don't you?
Well, I'm a curious soul. So anyway, one of the boys, Maddie, he goes, well, he said about 8 years ago, he went to this lady's place, him and another guy, so there were two of them there, and he said as soon as he opened the door to her, there she was in this sort of, you know, bit of risque training gear, right? And
hello.
she goes to him, oh, you know, I didn't realise you'd be here so quick. And he was thinking to himself, well, I did call you 20 minutes ago saying that we're heading to you next. And so she's like, oh, I'm all sweaty. Don't mind me. You know, I've just been working out on the kitchen floor, laying it on thick, right? So, and he reckons that while he was in there, she was giving him all the eyes and really being quite suggestive, but only when the other guy was back out at the truck.
Oh, so there's no witness to this.
No, so it was just sort of for his benefit, whatever. So he says this to his mate as they're leaving. You know, nothing obviously happened. They drove off in the truck. He was being professional.
Well, nothing happened what he told you.
No, nothing happened. But as they're driving off, he was saying to his mate, oh, geez, you know, she was laying it on thick, and the guy's going, oh, well, go, send her a text, you know, see if – just send her a text. So about half an hour later, he sends her a message and goes, oh, did I happen to leave my sonny's there?
Oh, good one.
Yeah, and so she messages him straight back and goes, no, but I wish you had of.
Oh!
So he
must,
anyway.
He must be an upstanding guy. He didn't go back and get
involved. Well, the texting started then.
Oh, right.
So, yes, that Friday night, bit of the old yeah, they caught up. Anyway, they ended up seeing each other for about 3 months.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So this he was 27 at the time, she was 40. Anyway, so yeah, caught up, saw each other for 3 months. That was the end of that, fizzled out, whatever. You know, they two consenting adults had a great time. So this is where the story got interesting. So that was Matt. So Jared, the other guy, the delivery guy that was there yesterday, he said to me, he goes, look, that hasn't happened to him, but a couple of years ago he was on a cruise and funnily enough, this woman on the cruise, the conversation ended up going there, she asked him the same thing that I asked the boys, you know, has anybody ever hit you up,
yada, yada, yada.
And he goes, oh, no, not me, but my workmate, it happened to him. So he started telling her about the situation with Matt. Anyway, it was the woman.
Ah, I was wondering where that was going to go.
That's why she'd asked him. Because it was her. You wouldn't read about it.
Oh, that's incredible.
What a coincidence.
Small world. So
I know.
Jared's now hanging for that to happen to him every day when he goes out on a job.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for someone to pick him up.
Yeah, he's worked for 10 different companies because he keeps getting fired.